Blog Talk Radio.
I never cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused the spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And get the book, you'll have some chuckles. And everything that was written in that book, you will see right now in front of your face. Yeah, you've lost your country. You're never getting it back. So it's 11:40 p.m. on a Friday night, and the highways are packed. Everybody, you often wonder when you're driving on the highway, is there some guy who's needs a fix, and he forgets how heavy his foot is on the accelerator. He just wants to get to his dealer to get the good stuff, and he's out there on the highway with you. Do you know that when police pull you over and check you out for DWI, they can't test you for drugs? They can only test you for alcohol. So if you hear stats like DWI, and this Friday, the arrests were 20,000 in the country. You can add another 20,000 to drugs. It is very sad. And I'm so tired of people pushing this medical marijuana crap. It's all a bunch of lies. How can you be healed medically if you're inhaling pot? That's not going to make you better. Oh, yeah, it does kill nausea. I have a nurse that will insist that it helps. But you know what? It's been available before the mob got into the Mexican cartels that took over the federal government. It's always been available. It's called Marinol. And you can take it by drinking it. And you can take it in suppository form. Now, I know that's not going to go over big with the guys that pass the roach around. But you don't have to smoke it. And smoking is bad for your health. Oh, no. No, if they smoke the medical marijuana, their lungs don't get affected at all. We're in trouble, folks. Everybody is selling us garbage. But that's not what I'm here to talk about tonight. I'm here to talk about, we can't afford this government. At a party today in the high tax state of New Jersey, I heard a resident of Ocean County screaming about a 25% real estate tax increase. Remember, you used to get a little tax, you get a little increase, you get a 2%, you get a 1%. We'll give you 1% today, 2% tomorrow, maybe 5%, 25%. These people, what are they doing? When I was in the Army in Naples, Italy on leave, I got rolled by two ladies of the entertainment section. They left me with more money than this government leaves me with. This government has no breaks, and it gives no breaks. And speaking of giving no breaks, I want to give a shout out to everybody that's a veteran. Boys, they're screwing us one at a time. Reservists should be entitled to the same benefits tax-wise as regular military. When those reservists that were activated or called to duty or sent to on training, at any time they could be pulled off the line and sent to a firefight. So at any time they were ready to give their lives for this country. Why should they be denied a tax credit on their real estate tax because they weren't regular military but were reservists? Why should they be punished for that? And here's a real sad one. We're talking about New Jersey. Do you know what the tax benefit, the real estate tax benefit is for a veteran who served his country that happened to live in New Jersey? He's allowed a big fat $250 deduction. Do you know what they give in Staten Island, New York to veterans? $1,200. Minimum $1,200. And then they'll say, well, you weren't in wartime, so you're not entitled to anything. Hey, listen, it's not my fault you weren't fighting a war when I joined. Why take it out on me? Okay. So the veterans all should get together and demand that real estate tax breaks and go to every veteran, whether he's reservist or he was an enamoral cadet. And now I'm going to tell you a real sad story about 10 families that got screwed by the government. 10 military families. The average family is a mother with two children. Their husband was tried by the PC police for shooting back at Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And because they fired too soon, or they were ordered to fire, and whoever ordered them to fire got off the hook and they got left on the hook, they got sentenced to 15 to 20 years in prison. And one story comes to mind, I'll tell it to you real shortly. Guy's name is Evan Vela, part of a three-man sniper team, went out on a mission, posted themselves, concealed themselves outside a village of known Al-Qaeda, whatever else. Okay? They change their names every week, these guys. So they're out there in this post, and a villager came close to their concealed position, and they were afraid they were going to be given away, right? So the commander of the three-man group, the guy that was in charge, I'm going to assume he was a lieutenant, jumped the villager and ordered Sergeant Evan Vela, to shoot him in the head. So, following orders, Evan Vela shot him in the head. Then, what followed was all three were charged by the Iraqi village for killing their man. And they were, the Iraqis and the Iraqi government wanted to try three Americans in an Iraqi court. Okay? So, what did our great government do? They sent the officer who ordered Vela to shoot at the villager in the head. They sent him and one other participant who was threatened that if he did not turn and witness against Vela, he would get the same sentence as Vela. So what do you think he did? You know, you taught teamwork, you taught to fight as a team, and then all of a sudden something goes wrong and they break you up and they don't let you talk to each other. And they tell lies and they scare you. And this is the protection our GIs are under every day. So two went back to, I think it was Fort Bragg. And they were tried by the U.S. military in Fort Bragg and found not guilty. Evan Vaylor was dragged into an Iraqi court manned by six U.S. military officers with no combat experience. And they sentenced Evan Vaylor to 15 to 20 years in prison. And I believe the charge was unpremeditated murder in a combat zone. Unpremeditated murder in a combat zone. So, Evan's poor wife and her two kids, their two kids, had a little, you can imagine what they had, a house in Alaska on a military pay. You can imagine, you don't think they lived like Prince in the Revolution. They had a little house, they had to sell it so they could go to Fort Leavenworth, Missouri. Is it Fort Leavenworth, Kansas? Maybe Fort Leavenworth. But anyway, it's Fort Leavenworth. And they had to take up shelter so they could be near their father and husband. Now, Evan Vaylor got sentenced to 15 to 20 years for unpremeditated murder. His wife and two kids got sentenced to a life of poverty and shame. All their benefits were revoked, and they were given nothing to sustain themselves. And this is how the communists break the U.S. military. So no matter what you think about Evan Vaylor, his wife and two children did not commit murder. Why are they receiving the same penalty? Understand what I'm saying? There's 10 of these incidents that are, if you go on the internet and look for Fort Leavenworth 10, you will see 10 examples of what's going on to our U.S. military. But never mind the guys in prison who all deserve retrials. Just look at what they've done, what the U.S. military has done to the victims who are innocent. The wives and the children, they have nothing. They're probably all on welfare. And that's not right. And there's one guy that could make a difference. If he knew about it, I bet he would. His name is Donald Trump. He says he's for the veterans. Okay, Donald, here you go. The Fort Leavenworth 10. Take your team of lawyers and get them help. And get them sustenance. Get them food. Get them back on their feet. And then, Donald, you will get every veteran's vote in the world. And not only that, but you know how it goes with word of mouth. One tells 10 and 10 tell 100. And they all got relatives. And they all got kin. They all got blood in the game. And they will make you the next president. And all you got to do is take care of 10 families. I hope you get this message. Because I believe you would do something. I know I would. I wouldn't miss that political opportunity in a fetal heartbeat, in a Planned Parenthood heartbeat. I wouldn't miss it. I would take it up. I would take that cause up. And here's something else we need while I'm on the subject. We need a combination SEAL, Deep Recon, and Ranger division, a division capable with massive firepower, with massive support, capable of overthrowing a country in 7 days. And then you can go terrorist hunting. Never mind dropping in three or four or five guys and leaving them up on a mountaintop. with bad communication, put a whole division underground, and give them brooms along with all the hardware, and they can sweep the area clean. Yeah. So where were we were talking about, we can't afford this government. And I said that two hookers had left me with more money than the government does after they rolled me. Oh, it was exciting. I was in love. Yeah. The experience of youth. Unbelievable. But they left me enough money to get out of Naples and go to Rome, where my buddies were, who had gotten run out of Naples that night. I escaped into the arms of these two girls. They were very nice. And I got to say, they did leave me carfare. So, a bartender, I have no money left up for champagne. Can we do a communist Kool-Aid, a.k.a. bug juice? This runaway government is bugging the hell out of me. I never heard so many people saying there's nothing we can do about it. Where's your gun? Hold on to it. Another comment I heard myself saying was, we would get a better break from the mafia. If you stop to think about it, the government is the new mafia. Back in the days of the Camorra, the Black Hand, they only took 10%. And for this, you got protection. Nobody would bug you. Nobody would slip a summons under your door. Yeah. And what was the mob doing? They were into gambling. Well, the government is into gambling. Lotto. They were into drugs. Well, the government is into drugs. They're legalizing weed for the taxes. They don't care how many junkies they are. They'll take more tax money for rehab, which they control also. And then there's Trump prostitution. Have you seen Congress lately? Did you see the ermine coats and the lighted platform shoes with the pachuco hats and the big keychain and the peg pants with the big feather and the leopard skin headband on Match McConnell and Backroom Boehner? Those two guys should not be there. In 2014, we elected conservatives to make a change. And these two guys, these two rhinos, are blocking for Obama. They got to go. They got to go now. Our communist president and his communist party are roaming the world supporting communism. Any failing communist nation, Obama will spend your taxes to bail them out. He's promoting trade with Cuba. American bailout dollars in exchange for a second drug route into the USA. That's what's coming. Oh, man, you ought to see those Cuban cigars. If you like Cuban cigars, wait till you see the weed that's coming in on the cruise ships. Yeah. The Communist Party takes hard-earned money, hard-earned tax money, of which they get too much. You see what they waste. I'm still waiting. There's a guy who's got a book, Throw Them All Out, and Hillary's Cash, or Clinton Cash. And I'm trying to think of his name. But anyway, he should do what happened to the $50 billion that Michelle gave to her friend to create the healthcare internet site. Yeah. How did that money get spent? I'd like to follow that line. Okay. So the Communist Party takes hard-earned tax money, of which they get too much, and buys votes with it. Rule number one. Say this over and over to yourself. The smaller the government, the richer and safer the people. Welcome to the Spirit of America, a party. A bartender, champagne. Oh, I got a good one for you tonight. I got a good one.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can pray this name.
Well, we dancing, shouting away from morning until day. Yeah!
I need a church where I can praise His name.
Oh! I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing it, shout, praise Him all around. Yeah!
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise.
Yeah.
Oh! Come on, yeah.
I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I don't want to come along.
I really do.
I need a church.
He lives in.
Jesus lives.
He lives in.
Jesus lives.
I passed the today and they were supporting Hillary Clinton and they were shouting four more years. And then a Tea Party guy showed up with a sign and said in prison. Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. Ted Cruz is going after Obama. He wants to know how many terrorists is Obama smuggling in. Obama is a coyote, folks. He is bringing in little children without any documentation. He's a coyote. And a lot of those children will be siphoned off for dirty business, for mob business, for criminal business. And they're going to be turned into sex slaves, and they're going to be turned into drug slaves. It is really sad, folks, and we're doing nothing, and we're going to pay, because your stock in America is declining. We're going to have a Spirit of America stock crash, and I'm not talking about Wall Street stocks. I'm talking about country value. You ever been in a nice neighborhood and all of a sudden there's this beautiful white house on the corner with a nice white fence, and the next day you drive by and you find out that it's all graffitied. The fence is all graffitied. So let's say the house was $350,000 before Junior bought a black can of spray paint or stole it out of Dad's garage. And of course, the government will go to the hardware store and put the guy out of business. You wouldn't believe what goes on. You have no idea. I've seen display racks in stores that have paint, and they're under lock and key. And an inspector will come in, and he'll force his hand and take out a can and say it's not protected and give a guy a fine. Now, whatever fine that guy gets, that's more money than he's going to make today. It's like that merchant in Ferguson, a 300-pound thug came in and stole that merchant's property and caused that merchant to lose income as he shoved them aside and walked out without paying. That's not right. That's absolutely not right. So, what are we going to do about it? We're going to keep letting these people come in and push us around. So back to the kid with the white, with the black spray paint. So his parents' house was worth $350,000 when they moved into the neighborhood. And now it's taken a $50,000 hit because when people drive by, they figure it's a ghetto. That's it, man. One $6 can of paint just took $50,000. And Junior took it off his parents' assets, their net worth. It's not fair. It's absolutely not fair. I'm going to dedicate this next tune to the leader of the free world, Bibi Netanyahu. And to all those who love Israel, this is for you. And to those Jewish guys that are selling it out, there's a place for you. You're going to be in boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy.
Call on Balev of Pnimo. Oh, Lord.
Hatikva means the hope. It's the national anthem of Israel. And you know who the guy was that was singing it? The guy that sang Swanee, Al Jolson. So, welcome back to the Spirit of America party. And we got to get our country back now. We're out of time. And if you think it's going to take 8 years for the Iranians to get nukes, you should consider running in the Kentucky Derby without a horse. It's unbelievable, man. Jackie Mason said the other night, he was on Savage. He said, we're going to give the Iranians 28 days to hide the nukes. They can hide them in the kitchen. They can hide them in the closet. But if you're an inspector in New York City, you can immediately walk into a delicatessen and demand to see a tuna fish sandwich. And you can bring charges against a guy with a bad tuna fish sandwich. It is terrible, man. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Okay, let's see what else we got. I got to play this one. And I want to thank One America News for playing America the Beautiful today. I grew up in a very patriotic country. We had a draft. Everybody served. There was the usual who bought their way out and snuck their way out. But as a whole, 90% of the country was pro-American. Today, 45% of the country is pro-American. That's my estimate. We're not even strong enough to throw the bums out of office. But the only consolation I have is it only took 25% of Americans, patriotic Americans, to win the American Revolution. So as long as we have 25%, we could win. And you know, in corporate takeovers, don't need to have a majority to take over a corporation. Some corporations can be taken over with 10 or 15% of the stock. I don't know how they do it, but I'm pretty sure that's a fact. So thank you, One American News, because as a kid growing up, when the TV came on, because it wasn't on 24 hours, it was only 13 channels, and it was free. And then we got conned by saying, if you have cable, there's no commercials. And you only have to pay a little fee, which is now $900 a month. No, you know what it is. And what it soon will be. When they find out that in New Jersey, you can raise the real estate taxes in one shot 25%, everybody's going to be getting in on the action. So, the TV would come on at, let's say, 6 o'clock in the morning when the farmers got up to milk the cows, and it opened up. The test pattern was an American Indian, which the communists are trying to infiltrate the American Indian movement and do what they did to the blacks and split the country. But they won't get away with it with the American Indian, because the American Indian has been there, done that. And you're not taking his guns away. Yeah. So anyway, the American Indian would be in the test pattern. And then on would come the Star Spangled Banner. TV shut down, which was probably midnight. Back came the test pattern and the Star Spangled Banner again. Today, we have a generation of children that have been trained in school to hate the Star Spangled Banner, trained by communist teachers to hate the Star Spangled Banner. Believe me when I tell you. I know a 40-year-old girl who once told me it's only a baseball song. So that's how far back brainwashing goes, at least 40 years. So having said that, I'm going to play America the Beautiful, because God's in it.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea, the shining sea. To that last part.
Great voice, great singer, well loved. Everybody loved him. He went into the service. He took a draft notice. He didn't say, no yellow man ever did any harm to me. He went and he paid his dues to his country. He served. As a matter of fact, I met him in Germany. Outside of PX, he was signing autographs. I didn't even know who he was. And a boy from Louisiana, because all the Southerners loved him, he said, that's Elvis Presley. Go over and get his autograph. So what a nice guy. I went over and said, can I get my autograph? He says, who do you want me to make it out to? I said, to my sister. And he wrote her name, and I sent it to my sister. And she sold locks of her hair, showed the letter to everybody, and showed the autograph, and said, she started selling locks of her hair as Elvis's hair. Yeah, there's a franchisee out there for every franchise. Sadly, Elvis died at 42 years old. He was robbed of a long life by drugs. And I got to tell you, if you get my book, At the Spirit of America Party book, and you only read chapter one and throw it away, you will get the antidote to drugs. And it's a simple antidote. Anybody can do it. But you got to stick to the program. and there's no rehab. You'll never be hooked. You'll never be a junkie. And you'll always be healthy and free. You'll be nobody's slave. Today, there are more slaves in the USA than was in the entire South during the Civil War. They're drug slaves. They're drug slaves. They have no souls. They've been robbed of everything. And now they rob to survive. Ask any cop on the beat. How long, what would you be doing if there was no drugs in the country? No drug problem. You know what they'll tell you? I could be a Maytag repairman. There'd be no action. None at all. Most of the crime is drug related. Definitely burglaries are, robberies are, and the junkies need the money. And they rob their families. I would say one out of five families in the United States has suffered a drug outrage by another family member. So chapter one of my book, The Secret to Beating Drugs, is so simple it's ridiculous. But you gotta stick to the program. Never do the first one. Smoke a little weed. Weed is a gateway drug. And they'll tell you it's not. Who's telling you? The guy that sells it to you. Because he's got other stuff he lined up to take more of your money. And the only customers that he can service are the ones that die. But if you still got a buck in your pocket, he's coming for you. And if you're the child of a wealthy parent, he's coming for your kid. He's coming for your kid. If you remember the sad episode of Archie Bunker, Archie and his wife couldn't have kids. They adopted a boy, and he became a drug addict, and he OD'd and died. And Archie Bunker identified his pusher and accused his pusher of murdering his adopted son. And the pusher sued him and won in court. Yep, it is really sad. So Elvis died at 42. And you know what? You know how he began drugs? He took pop-up pills in Germany on guard duty to stay awake. And I think it was pills that did him in. And look at Michael Jackson. You look at Michael Jackson as a young boy. As a young boy singing, everybody loved Michael Jackson. He was so real. He was so successful. Everybody loved him. And what did drugs do to him? They killed him. They absolutely killed him. I got to kill this. And I got another thing I wanted to tell you about. Spin the wheel, huh? You know what I hate? When you try to get rid of something and it won't go. Is that happening to you? Is that a tactic? Is that a sales tactic? Now they take you to another section and say, if you really don't want this, are you sure you don't want this? Hey, I'm trying to shut you down. Why can't I shut you down? Because we won't let you. It's like you watch something on TV and it's appalling. It's totally sickening. It's depraved. It's it makes you want to throw up. And you call up your cable company. You say, I just saw two guys kissing on TV. I want it off my cable. They say, you can't. It's part of your, I got to subsidize this crap. Stuff that I totally oppose, I got to subsidize. Ballerinas dancing across the stage wearing combat boots. I gotta subsidize this. It's part of your package. And that's what's gonna happen. When the government gets through with you, you're gonna buy a package. Yeah, and it'll either be you buy the package or you go to the concentration camp. Jimmy from Brooklyn believes that there are death camps coming to Americans. And Jimmy from Brooklyn is an aficionado of the Communist Party. He knows all the moves of the Communist Party. And he left a message to me tonight, and here's what he said. For 25 years, the communists have been getting over on us. And he blames Bill Buckley and his conservatives for patting themselves on the back, saying, we defeated communism. We defeated nothing. And he'll tell you, Russia, China, and the Islamo fundamentalists, whatever they're called this week, have all teamed up together. And now he believes they've also teamed up with Latin American drug lords to destroy the United States. And everybody's picking the date when Obama bin Laden bin Lenin is going to close Gitmo. He's not closing Gitmo. He's reoccupying it with the Soviet fleet and the Chinese fleet and the Iranian fleet. Watch and learn. And then what are you going to do when it's too late to do anything? It is really sad. Yes, we're all going to be Americanos. Two guys are sitting side by side in an airplane, and one guy is a Muslim and the other guy is an American. And the Muslim sitting by the window, and the American is sitting by the aisle, and he's got his shoes off. And the Muslim says, excuse me, I'd like to get past you. I want to get a Coke. He says, don't worry, I'll get it for you. So while he's gone, the Muslim takes his shoes and spits in them. And After a while, a couple of hours go by, and the Muslim says, I got to get out. I got to get a Coke. He says, don't worry about it. I'll get it for you. So the guy goes out to get the Coke, and while he's gone, the Muslim spits in his shoes again. So the guy comes back now, gives the Muslim the Coke, and as the Muslim's drinking it, the guy puts his feet inside the shoes, and he can feel. And he just looks with us, and he goes, when are we going to learn to get along? When are we going to put an end to this spitting in the shoes and pissing in the Cokes? Okay, so where were we? It looks like Fox is not letting up on Trump. I see a headline here, and I'm trying to open it up. But while I'm trying to open it up, I'm going to give you another tune. And we didn't do any religion tonight, so I'm going to give you one. Well, we did church. I dedicate that song to the 12 apostles that were murdered by a drug addict who was taking psychotic drugs that he was supposed to take in the presence of a psychiatrist. And he went into a church where there were 12 apostles having a meeting. I think it was in Alabama. I might be wrong. And he killed 9 of them. And because he had a picture of himself with a rebel flag, communists went and blamed the rebel flag for this drug addict, who was also an atheist. But communists are atheists, so they're comrades. And as a result, the rebel flag got some bad press. But I don't believe, when I look at that rebel flag, I don't see slavery. I see a veteran. I see a guy who probably was a poor sharecropper who joined the Confederate Army to stand for the principles he believed in, and he didn't own slaves. Only 6% of the people in the South own slaves. And 3% of the 6% own most of them. And some were black owners of slaves. The third largest slave owner in Louisiana was a black man. And he was not too nice. So I just wanted to mention that. Now I'm going to give you a religious tune. That's why I did a whole show to the 12 apostles. He murdered them because he hated Christ. And the communists played it to their advantage. But never forget this. The communist goal is not to take down the rebel flag. That's a rehearsal. The communist goal is to take down the cross that those people died under. The communist goal is to take down the American flag and destroy the spirit of America. And that's why I'm the Spirit of America Party, because I'm not going to allow them to get away with it. Here's a tune dedicated to the Blessed Mother.
Baby boy, calm a storm with his hand.
Okay, we're back. Okay, here's the headline I was looking for. It looks like, and I got to tell you something, Fox doesn't realize it, or they're just too stubborn and too proud to admit their mistake. But they're putting up the same team on the second set of debates to take down Trump again. And I saw the hit on Trump coming 60 days out. Fox, everybody in the entire Fox network were doing very sneaky digs against Trump. They would mention something. Everything was little put downs on Trump. Nothing that you could really detect unless you smelled a rat. And as it gradually got closer to the debate, you could smell the rat really stunk. And they're all involved in it, and it's from the top down. If Roger Ailes is making this call, then he's been told by his boss to snuff Trump. And that's what they did. And before I forget, I listened to Savage and I listened to Mark Levin on ABC, and I listened to their conservative views. But when ABC goes to the news, that's not conservative news. That's communist news. That's crap. That's NBC crap. There's no difference. ABC, always be communist. NBC, nothing but communists. CNN, the communist news network. So, Murdoch has told Ailes to get Trump, and Trump has told all his lackeys. Ailes has told all his lackeys to get Trump. So give Trump your support. And this is how stupid Fox is. Trump brought them 24 million viewers. The most they have is 3 million on a given day. Trump brings them one night 24 million, and they try and take Trump out to promote little Jebby Bush. Who ain't gonna cut it. Hillary can beat a Jebby Bush. Hillary with her stolen emails and her server that's totally blank. It's like one of those toy servers you give the kids to play with so they could be like daddy. Yeah, that's what she's got. Yeah, I think it's made by Tokiko. So Roger Ailes is quoted in the Times article. Now he's going to the New York Times. New York Times is, they're the ones that called Fidel Castro the George Washington of Cuba. The New York Times covered up the murder of 10 million Ukrainians by Joseph Stalin and Lenin. Unbelievable. The New York Times, you know what it's good for? You got parakeets? They love it at the bottom of the birdcage. You ever get monkfish as a gift? Or you could wrap it in the New York Times. Somebody went out and got fresh fish today, fishing. You wrap it up in the Times. Ailes has stood by the performance of his anchors, calling them the best political debate team ever put on television. You know what? No more drinks for him. Cut him off at the bar. It is really terrible. Okay, so what's going to happen? Only Trump knows. Oh, by the way, Megyn Kelly pulled a real... First off, Chris Wallace, you know about him. He's a downhill racer with no skis. Brett Baer, who I have a lot of respect for, and I especially like his interview of the guys that try to rescue the rooftop of Benghazi SEALs that were murdered by Obama and Hillary and everybody else that was tied into that deal. And you know who's got the emails on that? Hillary's emails on the murder of the boys in Benghazi? Russia, China, Israel, and NSA. But they can't tell you that because they're not supposed to be doing it. Yeah, but that's who's got the whole story on Benghazi, who knows it firsthand. Okay, so Chris Wallace did a hatchet job. Brett Baer, who I have a lot of respect for, he opened it up with the split them now, split them right down the middle. We'll ask this question. Are you going to split the party? And Trump raised his hand and said, yeah, I could split the party. But I won't do it. If the party works with me, and if the party doesn't work with me, then I'm going to split the party. And they said, well, he's going to form a third party. No, he's not. He's going to form a second party because we only have one party. You have the Camos and the Rhinos. They're a team. You got a handful of Tea Party people that are in government that are trying to keep us all alive. But there's only one party. So if Trump decides to start a party, it's going to be the second party, not the third party. And they try to put the screws to Trump. And Megyn Kelly hit him a low blow and called him a male chauvinist pig. But nobody shows the clip of Megyn Kelly doing an interview on the dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking Howard Stern show where Kelly and Howard talked about her breast size. And Howard said to her, are you a B cup? And she said, no, my husband calls them super bees. And then Howard asked about her husband's penis size. And she said, I'm not going there. But why would Kelly, who's supposed to be the star of Fox, be on a shit show like Howard Stern? A shock jock. Yeah. It shows that she's got bad judgment. But I'm sure Trump already knows what he's up against. And he's only going to get stronger. And you know who's getting strong too? Carson and Cruz. Now that's a good three-man combination right there. Carson and Cruz. And all the rest. I don't trust... the woman Fiorino, I don't trust her. I think if you do a little digging, you'll find out that she shafted a lot of American jobs. I think if you do a little digging, you'll find out she's not so conservative. and Marco Rubio. He's a nice guy, but he's in a tight spot. And you want to know what the spot is? He knows his only key to success is through the Republican mainstream party. And the mainstream party is not American mainstream. So he has to go along with the Bushes and whatever they tell him to do, and the Rion's penises, whatever that the NPR head tells him to do. He's not his own man. Trump, you know, is his own man. Carson is his own man. Okay, when they're accusing Carson now, well, he used to be a Democrat, then he went independent, and now he's a Republican. Maybe a Tea Party guy. Well, that's all right. He's making a transition. Ronald Reagan did the same thing. Ronald Reagan used to be a Democrat. Carson is looking good. And Ted Cruz is looking good because Ted is the one that's standing up. There's another guy who you don't hear about too much, but he's a real go-getter. And his name is Tom Cotton. And I think he's from Alabama. And he stands for America all the way, and he doesn't do party over country. As a matter of fact, when he was running for the Senate and he got elected, I supported him. And you know what my slogan was? We pick Cotton. So what are we going to do? Should I give you a tune on the way out? We'll give you a little marching band on the way out. Latinos. Have a nice night, folks.